Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler out of the studio, but he'll be back in a little bit. Anthony Mandela hanging out with us, too. Some news coming across from Field Yates. According to his source, the Packers have claimed defensive end Fadal Brown, I think that's how you say it, from the Oakland Raiders, and former Badger DB Natrell Jamerson claimed off waivers from the Texans. So, again, according to Field Yates, they've claimed defensive end Fadal. It's F-A-D-O-L. You say it Fadal? Is that how you would say it?
Yeah, maybe Fadal.
Fadal Brown.
I don't know. I'll see what I can find.
From the Raiders, and then the former Badger, Natrell Jamerson, as well. So there you go. Packers continuing to add to the roster with four meaningless football games left to play. They continue to rotate talent through here and seeing, you know, somebody maybe they like in the last four game sticks and maybe they want to bring back next year. Using it as a tryout process, and I believe that is the correct way to do it when you're playing meaningless football games going forward. And the next meaningless football game coming up is the Atlanta Falcons. Not as meaningless because, as we've talked about, there is an anticipation, I think, that comes along with this game on Sunday against the Falcons because everybody wants to see what this team looks like without Mike McCarthy at the helm. What this offense looks like without Mike McCarthy at the helm, especially considering Joel Philbin apparently hasn't called plays in like 20 years. So that is going to be a new experience, too, to go along with everything else that's going on. And you would have to imagine Aaron Rodgers is going to have all kinds of say to do whatever he wants. If he had all that say under McCarthy, I can't imagine Philbin going, okay, I'm in charge, no more. You're going to do what I do and only what I do. That's not going to happen. So it's going to be the Aaron Rodgers show coming up on Sunday. And the big deal is, how much better will he look on Sunday? If there really are issues with him in general, he won't look any different than he's looked in the past. But if he all of a sudden flips a switch on Sunday, it's going to be a very interesting conversation on the Green and Gold postgame show with Gary and Bill after the game on Sunday. And it's going to be a very interesting conversation all day on a Green and Gold Monday about how all of a sudden Rodgers looks like an MVP guy again. If that happens. We don't know what's going to happen, but that's where the anticipation is to see how he looks coming up on Sunday. The question on the table is this. What changes are you hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday from this team? Whether it be on the offensive side of the football, as far as you know the plays they're calling, what you want to see more of. Maybe you want to see a different amount of usage for the running backs or how many passes you like to see Rodgers throw or the type of passes. All answers are acceptable at this point as far as what changes you're hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Now, this is a different question than what do you expect to see, okay? I don't expect to see much of a difference at all, to be honest with you, as far as how this offense looks. But the question is, what changes are you hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday? What I'm hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday is more of a role for Aaron Jones going forward. That's what I want to see. I want to see Aaron Jones be involved in more than one series and use him for four quarters. That's what I would like to see. Let's see how that looks. I like to see this Robert Tonyan guy who Leroy Butler was all over back in training camp who said he thought he might be something. Let's see him a little bit more in this football game. Let's use him a little bit more. Maybe stretching the field down the middle because they really haven't really attacked the middle of the field all that much this year, doesn't appear to me. So I'd like to see how that looks in this football game from the offense. And is Rodgers going to take what's there or is he going to pat the ball for a half hour and try and find the bigger, better play? Does that stay the same or does he change? So those are the things that I'm hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday. I'm not really expecting to see much, but that's what I'm hoping to see on Sunday. What are you hoping to see? 414-799-1250. Anthony Mandela, what say you?
Two things. One, I want to see more formations with two guys in the backfield next to Rodgers, whether that be Jones and Williams, Jones and a tight end, Lewis or Kendricks or somebody lined up back there. I want to see more of that.
Okay.
Because I think that'll do a lot for them in terms of spacing shorter routes, and that's what Rodgers needs to find, right?
Yep.
I also want to see the passing game, whether it be vertical or otherwise. I want to see it work outside of Devontae Adams.
Oh, so you actually use some of the rookies.
I would throw Devontae Adams off to the side. Let's let let him go playground style all afternoon. If he's open, he's open. Cool, but we're not going to make him a focal point of the offense. I want to see what these other guys have.
So, now, listen, this is all fine and dandy what Anthony Mandela's suggestion. I said, but this is where I think we're at on this. I think 12 is going to be out to make a point that this wasn't all about Mike McCarthy this whole time. This was about 12, and he can do it without McCarthy. Let me show everybody how good I am without Mike. Let me show you how I wanted this offense to run without McCarthy trying to screw this whole thing up. He needs Davante Adams to be on his A game in order to get this offense to play the way he wants it to play. I firmly believe that. So I don't think there's any chance that Davante Adams is going to be nullified, ignored, or whatever you want to call it going forward. He needs Davante Adams to have a big game in order to get the most out of Davante Adams. And get most out of this offense. But that's the thing that when you talk about he's going to get to have his way with this offense, all of this stuff, I wish we used Aaron Jones more. We should run the football more. All this stuff. All this lip service we've heard. And then it's the blame game, right? Some fans blame McCarthy. Other fans blame Rodgers. Everybody's just poking fingers at everybody. Okay, well, now it's your show. So we'll see how much they run the football with Aaron Rodgers in this game against the Atlanta Falcons. We will find out. It's not like this Falcons D is anything special. Roger and Cudahy, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hi, Sparky. Sparky, I think that not enough is talked about. Draft choices are extremely important. People trade for them. They trade up. There's no arguing or that they have value. So given that, if we look at the teams, I've been looking at the teams with 4, 5, and 6 wins, and it is plausible, given the schedule of those teams, that in the remaining 4 games, if we play the starters, and we certainly would expect them to give their all, that they could win 2 or 3 of those, and that would translate into moving down in the draft 7 to 8 possessions. I think that would be a travesty. Losses are only meaningful, or wins are only meaningful when they get you to a championship. Losses mean nothing here. We lose in preseason as we try to assess talent. There's much more meaning to a loss here than a win, and I want to see the starters rested and seated so we can lose out the rest of the way.
Okay, so this is the thing, though, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. I don't want guys getting hurt and then being lost for a part of next season because they're playing a meaningless football game. So I don't necessarily disagree with you. I just don't think they're going to roll over and play dead for the Bears. I think once you get through the Bears game, then maybe they roll over and play dead. But I don't think they do it till after the Bears game. They're going to want to beat the Bears, especially if the Bears are playing for something. I just don't think they're going to roll over and play dead. Some breaking news in the baseball world. Paul Goldschmidt, first baseman for the Cardinals, has been traded to the St. Louis Cardinals. According to Bob Nightingale, the D-backs receive catcher Carson Kelly, who was the prize guy in this deal. Luke Weaver, infielder Andrew Young, and a draft pick. Goldschmidt, 1 year, $14.5 million left, so it's a nice little get for the St. Louis Cardinals for their lineup, I would say, even though maybe he hasn't been playing as well lately. OJ, South Milwaukee, you're next on the Fan. What's up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
One thing that you have to be honest is that this team never evolves. I mean, you see the same formula for 2, 3, 4 years, and it's always a pass-heavy Aaron Rodgers type of game every single year. And you have someone like Aaron Jones just wasting away in the backfield. I mean, I want to see more screen plays. I want to see more passes in the flat. And to be honest, and I think many people might agree, I want to see less Aaron Rodgers, and I want to see more Aaron Jones. I want to see what the Saints, the Chiefs, and the Panthers are doing with McCaffrey, what the Chiefs did with Hunt, and what the Saints do with Alvin Kamara. We have a running back that's as dynamic as those three players, yet you see him being wasted away on the basically in the backfield using as a blocker, really? I mean, what happens in the third and fourth quarter? I mean, we rarely even see Aaron Jones rushing the ball. I want to see more Aaron Jones. Feed me more Aaron Jones and give me less of Aaron Rodgers. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call. I'm with you. There are other people that don't believe he is as good as those people you stated, Aaron Jones. But that's how I would like to see Aaron Jones used as well. We're both on the same page from that standpoint for certain. No question about that. Let's go to Dick in Iowa. You're next on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, buddy. I've been listening for the days, and if I've missed any comments like this, I apologize.
It's all good.
What's going to happen Sunday if all of a sudden Rodgers comes out smoking like he's doing what everybody wants him to do?
Yep.
And then all the pundits are going to say, well, he just wanted McCarthy fired, so now he got him fired, so
yep.
Now he's going to play like he's supposed to.
That will be, yes, that will be the narrative.
Yeah. I yep. mean, there's no win situation right now for Rodgers because either he plays the same or it's either going to be he did it on purpose, and now he's playing like he's supposed
well,
to.
Well, for him to get less flack, he's probably in a better scenario to just continue not to play very well. Because if he comes out and flips the switch and just plays it at MVP level for the next 4 weeks, then everybody's going to lose their mind.
Absolutely.
That is going to happen. There is no question about it. I've been saying it the entire time. And that's why I was saying after the Vikings game, you fire McCarthy then because you were still in a position to make that run. If you get the bump from this team that most of the time you do when a coach gets fired and your quarterback flips the switch, you still have a chance to get into the playoffs at that point. But they waited a week too long, and now you've pretty much taken yourself right out of it.
Right. And again, I know mathematically we're in it and all that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just saying they're going to beat some teams and could knock them out of the playoff situation these next four games as well or put them out of the wild card.
Well, that's why that Bears game is a big game for them. I don't think they're going to rest starters in that Bears game. They may rest starters after that the rest of the year, but I can't see them doing it in the Bears game.
Right. And again, we're at a point where you got to look at everything. And if, you know, everybody lost last Sunday that we're supposed to lose. And who says they can't all lose again? So I'm just saying the schedules are weird.
No doubt.
But I'm like saying, Rodgers, I think he's going to end up smoking it. And then it's going to be all these, you know, haters, like, oh, skipping all these people saying, oh, see, that's just the way he was. We told you.
But that's just the thing, though, man. I mean, these guys that have been defending him, Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, they've all flipped on him now in the last week. As far as the national guys go, he's really lost support from all of the national talking heads. The guys that did have his back, now I've flipped on him. And he doesn't watch it anyhow, so he really don't care. But, yeah, you're right about that. Thanks for the call. I think he's going to go off, too. And that's why Leroy earlier, 20-25, three touchdowns. If that man only throws 25 passes, I will be absolutely shocked. Absolutely shocked. What I'm not shocked about is Sight and Sound Solutions and the great job that they do. $99 a month it starts. AT&T home phone, AT&T internet, NFL Sunday ticket, and no additional charge for the rest of this year and all of next season. That's right. NFL Sunday ticket with your DirecTV package and no additional charge for the rest of this year and all of next year. You get their Genie, their home DVR, gets 1,000 hours of recording time on that bad boy, and I love every minute of it that I can use on the DVR. On top of that, you get Fox Sports Wisconsin included in your choice package for DirecTV. Watch your favorite baseball and basketball teams there. And that's not all. If you call today, Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions is going to give you a great deal. Your choice of one of these three, $100 Visa gift card, HD TV, or a Blu-ray player, two of those three free, your choice. If you call and get the deal I was just talking about, get football the way you want with the NFL Sunday ticket for the rest of the season and next season only on DirecTV. Every out-of-market game every Sunday. Plus, watch games anywhere on your favorite device. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket on Mac Renews each season, prevailing rate. Unless canceled prior to start of the season. It's like international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer.
Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Not in the studio currently, but he'll be joining us after he gets done doing whatever he is doing. I think he's doing an interview somewhere. Anthony Mandela, producing the show. Don't forget tonight, Bucks Pistons. Pickett's a Pro Hoops postgame show tonight after the Bucks and Pistons game here on the Fan, and I would expect a Bucks victory tonight against Detroit, and I would expect Chris Middleton to have a nice, nice game tonight, rebounding off of that benching. You expect anything different, Anthony?
No, I think I'm in the majority of Bucks fans in the sense of I'm waiting for Chris Middleton to have this game where he just goes, "Whoa, that's the dude that's the number two to Giannis."
Well,
and once he gets sat against a terrible team in New York, probably. Kicks your ass in a gear a little bit.
Yeah, he's a streaky player, so he's going to look like, you know, he's the second coming for a couple of weeks, and then he'll go back into a funk again for a couple of weeks, and then he'll go hot again. He's a hot and cold player, and you just want him to become more consistent before you pay the dude, probably. But anyway, so Bucks Pistons tonight. Don't forget, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show tonight after Bucks Pistons here on The Fan. Question on the table: what changes are you hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday? Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, I would like to see, I know you probably addressed this already, but I want to see some continuity. Got that word from my 16-year-old. I don't even know how she used it, but you got to be more balanced, though. You can't throw the ball 50 times. You just can't do it. Can't do it. I mean, you can't throw the ball 50 times. And can you imagine that anybody is sitting in a barbershop to hear me say that and they get alarmed? No, wouldn't you? No, you can't do it. And especially if I told you you throw it 50 times, you only score 17 points. But I blame you, Steve.
Andrew, look, threw it 33 or 34 times last week, and they didn't score a point.
See, you can't do that.
Not a point.
I blame you because you said they were going to throw it 45 times, and I said, child, please.
Yep.
Aaron Jones has a chance to be a Pro Bowl alternate or even make it the last little bit because he's been on fire. He should got 25 carries. So he'll get 25 carries this week. They'll run more perimeters, more screens.
Who do you think is calling the plays?
Well,
you think Philbin is, or do you think Rodgers is running the show?
They got that stuff in, but some of the stuff, Aaron's going to stick to it. Allegedly. I always say allegedly. He's going to stick to it. Because he can still get his throws in off of that, though. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to do a lot of misdirection stuff. You know, a lot of jet sweeps and stuff like that. You know, they'll throw a lot of screens, what they tried to do, but a couple of the screens Steve, we were watching the other day on PackerNews.com, X and O's, me and Tom. They got a screen pass out there with three guys in front of Aaron Jones, and Aaron throws it behind him.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, I know you guys, because I had one of my neighbors in Oak Creek where we live come up, man, Aaron Rodgers, this, and he loves Aaron Rodgers. I said, dude, come on. Now, you can imagine, he's not been playing, you know, that great. Oh, yeah, he's great. He's 20 touchdowns to one interception. I said, dude, people have dropped five interceptions, two on Sunday. He said, yeah, but we don't count those. I said, well, you can have that. I want to see the difference on Sunday. He's the first thing I want to see, body language.
First one
which
I
don't really
see.
Care about, really, but I'm going to just care about it this week. Body language, leadership. He needs to throw the ball 25 attempts and give Aaron Jones 20 carries, give Jamal maybe five. Run them in the ground. The weather, we gave everybody a weather report. It's going to be the low of 12 degrees. 12 for Aaron Rodgers, of course. Mother Nature's so sweet. And the high's going to be in the 20s. So when you get later in the afternoon, it's going to get cold. And Atlanta going to be ready to go home. But we said that against Arizona.
Arizona's run defense is brutal.
And so
they still didn't do it.
I just need to see something going on offense to make it look balanced. And I think otherwise, Steve, you're going to hear the boo birds. They're coming out, and they're going to be loud. But they say, hey, man, hey.
McCarthy's
you might
fired.
Well kept McCarthy because it's the same thing. Or he come out and play great. And they're going to say, uh-oh. Instead of saying, okay, he's playing great. Oh, we're moving forward. Nope. They're going to say, oh, he was throwing the games.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he's in a catch 22. So I advise Aaron. I said it on Twitter. I believe in Aaron Rodgers. He has to show it now. He's your quarterback. Every Wednesday, you forget about the pass, and McCarthy was the pass, and you have to move forward and concentrate on Atlanta.
I'm telling you right now.
That's why it was a good question, what you're looking to see.
That dude comes out and goes MVP. Aaron Rodgers in this game, Mike McCarthy, if he is watching that game, is going to be throwing stuff at his TV set.
I don't think so.
Throwing stuff.
I don't think you had nothing to worry about.
Mike, Southside, you're next on The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Let me get my notes here.
Sure.
Yeah, get your notes, buddy, because you got
– I got them all. I waited long time Sunday to call, and after about, you know, a lot of beer and a lot of regret, the wheels kind of came off my call. So, first of all, I wanted to thank Mike McCarthy.
The wheels came, what?
And the Joe Philbin, did he coach the Dolphins or the Hurricanes?
Dolphins.
So, when was that?
I thought you had notes.
I don't know what year he coached, though.
Oh, well, you got the team right, so go ahead. It don't matter when. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
If they won 3 out of 4, would they consider it a guy?
That's a good question. I don't think so. Would you? What do you think? Would you give him a fair shot?
I don't know.
He's got zero chance of becoming the head coach, Mike.
Win three out of four first.
Doesn't matter. He can win out. He's still not the head coach. They're not hiring Joel Philbin.
The wind chill, I'm looking at 17.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Degrees.
Oh, ooh. Ooh.
That's the cold. Sun probably will not come out because it hasn't on the Packers all year.
Good one. Ta-dum-dum. Did you write that one down?
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Very nice.
Mike,
very nice. I like it. I like it.
Team, right?
All right, Mike, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
He got a good question, though. If he wins, they're going on a little run here and beat Chicago or something.
Got no chance.
Lose to the Jets, something like that. No. Zero.
Zero chance. No. And Philbin knows it because they asked Philbin at the press conference about, hey, you know, this is your chance to become head coach. You don't want to talk about it. Dude, shut up. I know I don't have a head chance at this head coach job.
Don't start with me. Honored to just to be there now.
Right.
Because it should have been the guy that you fired, Winston Moss.
Right.
If you keep it at 100.
Yep. All right, let's go to Lewis, South Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Lou, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Leroy? How you guys doing?
Good. What you got?
All right, man. I just want to, you know, these next couple games, I just want to see what our young receiving corps is going to do. You know, we kind of talked them up all year, and I feel like they've underperformed, you know.
Well, they're confused. Can I help you? I'll let you finish. They're confused because the coaches tell them to run the play, and Aaron tells them to run something else in the huddle.
Okay.
So now who are you going to undermine, the guy throwing you the ball or the guy that can cut you? So they need to stop that and let these guys clear. Because you remember Scantley was getting all the balls. Now they froze him out. St. Brown's getting all the balls. Now they froze him out. So I agree with you. I want to see these guys with a clear head and run some routes.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see, you know, I want to see the kid from Whitewater, too, Kumaro, you know.
Yeah, put him in there. I need to see him.
Yeah, put him in there, I want to see what he has. But, you know, Aaron obviously has got to make better decisions, man, but – like I said, I feel strongly about this wide receiving core, that this young wide receiving core that we have. But like I said, we just haven't seen it. And I hope with when a new coach comes in next year and, you know, we start all over, that, you know, they put these guys into the game plan more.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call. Well, one thing we know about all of them, they're big, strong, and they're fast. But you, Steve, 83 had a great start. I mean, he was just ripping it up. And all of a sudden, they just froze him out. And he just was – he was turning one way, Aaron threw it the other way.
Like you remember
that one particular interception, the guy probably turned the other way.
You remember Dan Orlovsky, horrible quarterback in the NFL, was back in much of his career.
Oh, yeah, played with Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
So he now is all over social media analyzing football games or whatever else.
Yeah.
And he like shoots a video in his house or whatever on his TV, and then he sits there and diagrams.
Oh,
whatever.
Very nice. I like what a guy does in his own self.
Okay, so he broke down the Packers game this week on Monday.
Yeah.
And pretty much said that, you know, everybody yelling and screaming about Aaron Rodgers is one thing. Mm-hmm. But what everybody should be yelling about is this Packers team has gone away from the small details of just even route running. And he ran a play with Jimmy Graham where Jimmy Graham completely got sloppy with his route running and allowed a DB to essentially cover Jimmy Graham and the receiver next to him because Jimmy Graham didn't run the route correctly. He said, this type of stuff, where do you want Aaron Rodgers to throw the football? He goes, he's screwed. And this was supposed to be his first read, and now he can't do anything, and now he's totally left out in the dark. And he just pointed out that the wide receivers in general haven't been running the routes with the crispness or, you know, he said the route was supposed to be 6 yards. He said, now look where Jimmy Graham is. Jimmy Graham is like out 8-9 yards at this point, not where the route was supposed to be cut off because he just wandered out that far.
But Steve, what he don't know is what Aaron told him to do that.
Correct.
Just take
absolutely.
It
long. He's
take
just
it
watching long. The game like everybody else saying, that's what it is.
Hey, Jimmy, go along. So, hey, it is what it is. Well, we'll see if all that changes this week.
Because route running is a big thing.
Yes. And the only one he's on point with
is Devontae
Adams, the guy who got more touchdowns than anybody. I mean, again, he's going to be a first. He's going to be an all-pro. He has to be all-pro. I mean, the guy is just amazing. Throughout all this turmoil, is still making great catches. And to be honest with you, he should possibly have three or four more touchdowns, but Aaron Rodgers missed him. Open. I want to see those connections this week.
You will. Ken in Brookfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ken?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
All right.
So, question for Mr. Butler.
Yes, sir.
About the new coach that's going to be coming in, whoever it is, you know, and his relationship with Aaron. Moreover.
Good job.
Because he used to say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
What kind of real consequence can any coach come in and have, like, what kind of consequences could there be for Rodgers if he's got, you know, $100 million in the bank. They're not going to sit him. They're not going to bench him. They're not going to cut him. What real – I mean, he's not, what, is he going to make him run wind sprints or what?
Oh, that's a great question. And thanks for the phone call. I think he'll be become a coach killer. No one will want to touch him. I mean, could that coach get fired because the system isn't working? And then we'll be on to another coach. Then you'll be Detroit. So you got to get this right. That's why I don't mind it being Murphy selecting this, you know, the next coach, because he's put his skin in the game. If he doesn't work, then the board's going to say we should replace him. So I think I don't mind that. So, and he got a great point. I mean, because Rodgers got money in the bank. He can do whatever he wants. You know, he
he's not going anywhere.
No. I mean, because they wouldn't make a Herschel Walker type trade.
No.
No. They're going to just sit here and just say, man, listen, we're just going to ride it out. Hopefully he understands that whoever coaches, I mean, we've had Daryl Bevel, we've had Joe Lombardi, we've had
Harbaugh.
Eric Bieniemy, Harbaugh, and you had one guy, Steve.
Oh, Mariani from Mariani. The Colts offensive coordinator. He won't even get interviewed. But.
And then we had another guy that some people want. I don't know if he'll respect. Yep. If he'll respect any of those guys, but bring them in and talk to all of them.
Lincoln Riley.
Bring them all in. Just talk to them and find out. And I don't think the first thing should be Aaron Rodgers, because you know what you're getting yourself into. You see the headlines. Just come in and tell me your system, what you're going to run. And can you work with this personnel? And what would you need to get to run it? Do you need a receiver, tight end? I mean, do you think we should sign Jimmy Graham back, or should we release him now because it'll save us money? I mean, do you think Nick Perry has anything left? Do you think we should just go out and just let Matthews go? Ask him all these questions so you'll know, and then put together a good comprehensive plan, sit down with Gutekunst, and make a decision.
You're going to let Brian in on the conversation?
Who's that?
Exactly. Matt in Wind Lake, you're next on the Fan. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good. The one stat that I wish we could figure out the answer to, we'll never know, is since Aaron Jones was activated and eligible to play, or even in the past couple of years, you know, with our running backs, how often, what's the percentage of times where McCarthy called a play and it was supposed to be a run play and it was either changed prior to the taking the line of scrimmage or at the line of scrimmage by Rodgers, calling out and changing and basically calling his own number?
And how much time? How many times did it go the other way where McCarthy called a pass and he audible to a run?
Well, either one. It'd be interesting to know how much were they on the same page and how much was Rodgers, quote unquote, seeing something and overriding a decision. Look, based on, you know, what he observed. Is that more than the league, you know, norm or standard?
Matt,
did you
read the SI column piece that they did last week on the Packers?
No, I don't.
Update
it
real quick.
Yeah, you should go read it. There was one game in which Rodgers and Kizer apparently were on the sidelines scripting out what plays they were going to run the next time Rodgers got on the field.
Oh my God.
Didn't include McCarthy in on the conversation. McCarthy called whatever he wanted to call. Wasn't mattering. Rodgers was going to run what him and Kizer wanted to run, and they ran that, and it resulted in a touchdown.
I'm not saying which one's right or which one's wrong, but that certainly has got to be a chemistry killer.
No doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
Right? I mean, I'm just saying. Yes. Not to mention that, Matt. Let's take it to another extreme, right? So he calls a play. McCarthy calls a play. Rodgers goes to the line. Checks out of the play. McCarthy doesn't know why he checks out of the play. Checks to a different play. McCarthy doesn't know why he checks to the different play. The column on SI says, do you know how McCarthy would normally find out? The backup quarterbacks would talk to Rodgers, and then they would tell McCarthy what Rodgers said.
I will definitely check the article out.
It will blow your mind. Thanks for the call. Yet, Rodgers tells everybody that'll listen that, oh, me and Mike talk more this year than we've ever talked. And it always ends with a big hug and love you, bro, and all this other stuff.
Life lessons.
Oh, yeah, life lessons. Talking about their dreams and stuff. McCarthy probably was like, I'm dreaming about getting away from you.
I done told you, no married man has nothing in common with a single man. Okay, no, I got to be home at 8:30. You got to be home at 3:30 in the morning. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We have nothing. There's no life lesson to talk about.
Especially one with kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife going to blow my phone up at 8 o'clock. You ain't got no wife. You can just go home and do whatever you want to do. You got more money than I got. I got to spend my money. You ain't got to. So what are we talking about?
Well, the nice thing is, single or married, mentality works for everyone.
And I tell you what, you know, if you got a schedule that you're trying to keep up for the holidays, we're going to do something for all you guys. Mentally Health is going to do this to the end of the year, okay? So you got about, what, 26 days to do this by the end of the year. We may even extend it through January. We don't know yet. But at this time, for the rest of the year, it's free to get tested. It's free. So you don't have an excuse now when you say you're fatigued, you're putting on a little weight, you just feel bad, you don't have the energy, you know, you're trying to have kids and you can't because you're tired. I mean, you want to go home and play with the other kids and you're just like, you know, Dad, let's go out and build a snowman. You're like, no, I'm asleep because I work 12 hours. Mentality can help you. They have a 90% success rate. Inc. magazine chose them as one of the best new and upcoming companies. So I'm telling you, there's no reason if you're in your 50s, late 40s, if you want to feel like you're in your 30s again, if you want to keep up the schedule like I keep and still keep it moving, you got to let Mentality help. You can go to lowtusa.com or you can go to Mentality Health. And they got one right here in Milwaukee, by the way. And this is all throughout the United States. I know we're doing this from Milwaukee, but we have radio.com app people, and they say, hey, man, we want to go to Mentality. They got places near you, and you can just find that on the internet. For the rest of the year, it's free testing. Okay, most doctors don't even talk about it. And guess what? The last thing, Steve, they take insurance. What's better than that?
Wendy's Big Show serving up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Fiverr, the Packer Hall of Famer, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler hanging out with us.
Who puts summertime in the rotation?
I don't know. I think our boss does this, but I'm not sure.
Tell him to talk to me tomorrow.
Who puts the music in?
Yeah. Take that out of rotation.
You don't like that song?
No.
Not in the winter?
No.
Just rubbing it in?
Yeah.
Anthony Mandela producing the show. We'll talk with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette coming up in the next segment. First, play a little back for you from Joe Philbin. He was asked earlier today why they fired Winston Moss.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important, obviously, that everybody's on the same page, that we're all moving forward in the same direction. As you know, Winston's an excellent football coach. I've known him a long time. Respect him. He's an outstanding family man. So it wasn't an easy decision, but I just didn't feel like the fit right now was where it needs to be.
Anything about that tweet?
So came to that decision.
Yeah, no, he said it had nothing to do with the tweet later in the press conference. Yeah.
I'd rather him said this, Steve.
Okay, hey, here you go. This is what he said.
No, I mean, it's never about one thing, you know. I mean, it's, again, I think it's important, as I said to the team, that, you know, we got to be professional, accountable, respectful, and punctual. Those are the four things we got to do these next 4 weeks.
So they weren't doing them when Mike McCarthy was there?
We'll be in good shape.
Those four things? Just threw Mike McCarthy under the bus.
So did Moss to a degree, saying that everybody's got to be held accountable, including 12. I mean, that's pretty much Moss saying McCarthy didn't hold him accountable either.
Well, that's the reason why they fired him. Because had he held him accountable, he'd make throws better, and McCarthy would coach him up a little harder, sort of like what he did to Brett.
He lost control of Aaron Rodgers.
And see, here's the thing, though, Steve.
Period.
He, you know, this is not that hard. I had rather Philbin say, and I know he's not going to say this stuff, hey, listen, we have team rules, and I think that we got to be together. And what Moss did on Twitter, unacceptable, and we relieved him of his duties. I mean, we just can't have it right now. I got too much drama going on here. I'm going to be the stabilizer because it's a lot of turbulence. And we don't need that right now. So we wish him well, love him, like his family. You know, I continue to follow him on Facebook and give him all the likes, Instagram and all that. But have a nice day.
Joe Philbin was asked what needs to change in order to beat Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we got to play the game the right way. Told the guys that, you know, we want to see them play the game the right way. A lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm.
Go back. Hold on.
I think we have to play.
You want to start over?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
They got to play the right way. They weren't playing the right way. Just throwing McCarthy under the bus.
Yes. Here we go.
Yeah, you know, we got to play the game the right way. Told the guys that, you know, we want to see them play the game the right way. A lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I think we have to play better complementary football, the offense working with the defense and the special teams, everybody giving their best effort, coming together, supporting one another, knowing that it's not going to be perfect. I said to Tremont Williams, and I think I maybe already said this once, but, you know, it's not easy to make every single block when you're an offensive lineman. It's not, you know, it's very, very difficult for a corner to never allow a completed pass in his direction. So we're not expecting that it's going to be perfect. Our opponent won't do that either.
Well, so there's Joe Philbin talking about what has to change. And as Leroy said, no matter what interim coach comes in, you start talking about what has to change, it's always going to come across like you're throwing the other coach under the bus, because the other coach would be here if everything was going the correct
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Right? So no matter what he says, it's going to sound like he's throwing McCarthy under the bus.
Too, but right. I think he would have concentrated on what I'm going to do different.
But Leroy, he's talking about effort.
I mean, it could be some plays that I'm okay with him saying that.
Where guys aren't playing as hard as they should have been for McCarthy. That's,
I don't know why.
That's kind of what it sounds like to me. Like maybe in that Cardinals game, everybody wasn't really going all out in that game.
And for him to single out Tremont Williams, I think goes back to when Tremont said 2 weeks ago, you know, we should play to win. So he's letting Tremont know now.
Let Tremont say something else and watch him get cut.
Yeah, just take it easy, Junior.
Because you know? They ain't messing around up in Green Bay right now.
Yeah, nah,
you want to speak out against the family? You
I
can go be a part of another family.
Firing, maybe in another day or so, or maybe next week. Nobody's going to be. Anybody
They're all getting fired. So it doesn't matter when it happens.
True,
you're all getting fired. None of you are going to have jobs unless they tell the next coach they have to keep Mike Pettine.
Can't do that.
Then some of you might be able to stay.
Let all of those guys knew they weren't a one-year deal.
I agree with you. I don't think they should force Mike Pettine down anybody's throat.
No.
If they want to talk to Pettine and they bring it up, fine. Then you call Mike Pettine and talk to him if you get the job.
Yeah.
But we're not doing this.
No, the defense ain't been that great. I mean,
it's better.
I mean, it's better because it was terrible. I mean,
correct.
Josh Rosen put up 20 points and beat you, okay? They completed a 3rd and 23, okay? He threw a lollipop to a safety that you signed on Tuesday. He drops it. If he catches that pick six, McCarthy's still here. And to boot, he did an interview, Steve, with a dip in his mouth.
Pleasant. Yeah.
Can't make that up.
Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll talk. With Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. We'll see what he thinks of the Winston Moss firing up next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fam. Just heard a little bit from Joe Philbin from earlier today. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up at 5:35. He talked to the media as well. One of those guys.
Now, he didn't have to talk today because he talked Monday.
Today's Wednesday. Doesn't he normally talk on Wednesdays?
Yeah, normally, but it's only once a week.
Oh, yeah, that could be. All right.
So he talked Monday, so I'm interested. I'll stick around to 5:35 and see what he said. I will stick around anyway, but I'm really going to stick around now.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on the Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
All right, Ryan Wood joins us now here on the Fan. Ryan, what did you make of the Winston Moss firing?
Well, I thought that, you know, Joe Philbin said it wasn't about the tweet, but the tweet made him awfully hard to continue to be employed. I mean, you can't come out there and basically question Mike McCarthy, question Joe Philbin, and question Aaron Rodgers in the same post and think that's going to end well. So, not surprising.
I wanted to have Rodgers and him in the same room, lock the door, come back in an hour and see what happens. I think that would be a lot of fun because it don't appear anybody's really willing to step to Rodgers about anything in that organization.
No,
and it appears that Winston Moss might have been the one guy that was willing to do it at this point in time. And now, unfortunately, we don't get to see that, which is really sad from my standpoint. But now going forward, we heard Joe Philbin earlier today talk about he hasn't called plays in like 20 years or whatever. So really, nobody has any idea of the style or what kind of flow there's going to be to this offense with Joe Philbin.
It's going to be really interesting. He's a former offensive line coach, so I do kind of in my mind, I wonder if this is going to be Aaron Jones' time, if they're going to run the ball a lot more. But no one's going to know until Sunday. I mean, we've got to – that's one thing that the Packers, as far as competitive advantage, have going for them is – And Dan Quinn, the Atlanta Falcons head coach, talked about this today. It's awfully difficult to know what to expect from Joe Philbin, the play caller, even if it's the same offense, as Dan Quinn said. Different play callers, you're using different parts of the playbook at different times, different philosophies in terms of down and distance and what to do. I mean, there's so many potential differences.
Does it matter? If 12 is going to have the freedom to check out of everything, does it really matter who's calling the plays?
I mean, do you not want him to have the freedom? That's the tough part for me.
No.
So you don't want him to have any freedom at the line of scrimmage?
No, he has some freedom at the line of scrimmage, but McCarthy completely just let him go haywire at this point. I mean, you go back and talk to guys that play with Brett Favre. Favre never had that type of control at the line of scrimmage.
I mean, Peyton Manning did.
Right, exactly correct. And they had one Super Bowl in Indianapolis, like Rodgers has one in Green Bay. Same outcome. So
the latitude at the line of scrimmage is why they have only one Super Bowl. I mean, that just seems, I don't know. I think it's hard because of this. His intellect is off the charts, and his ability to manipulate matchups, and yeah, he does know, but it is. I mean, he's a smart guy who knows he's a smart guy, but that doesn't mean he's not a smart guy. And his ability to manipulate matchups and to identify before the snap weak areas of the defense is part of his skill set. It's an undeniable part. So there has to be balance. I completely agree with you there. You have to find some form of structure, some sense of an actual offense instead of Sam Lotting it all the time. I totally get that. But latitude at the line of scrimmage is awfully important with how complex defenses are in today's league. When you have a guy, what the balance is, fortunately, I'm not hired to make that decision. I'm not paid to make that decision.
Are you not? I didn't know that. I thought you was paid to do that. Come on, Ryan.
No. It's a tough decision. I mean, it's a tough balance they have to find. There needs to be more structure, but you can't just say Aaron Rodgers run the dang play and don't deviate from it, no matter what. You just can't do that.
But I can't also have him checking out of plays, checking to other plays, having his own deal with Kaiser of what they're going to run when they get back on the field. McCarthy not knowing about it. All that stuff detailed in that SI column is all of that can't happen. It just can't. Regardless if it's Philbin as his head coach, Harbaugh as his head coach, you as his head coach, you just have to have better communication with the guy calling the plays and what he apparently has had.
It's going to be important. I agree. And I, like I said, there should be balance. You know, Aaron Rodgers said today, I asked him what could possibly be gained out of these last four games, which I don't know about you guys, but it just feels like a formality and nothing except a formality. And I thought it was interesting that he said he wants to play the best that they can as a team and as himself to give Joe Philbin the best opportunity he can going forward. Now, whether that means as head coach, whether that means as a different, you know, coordinator job in the league, Aaron Rodgers stopped short of giving Joe Philbin an endorsement to be the next head coach, but I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he comes out and plays Sunday. And if he comes out and throws up 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 picks, and looks like Aaron Rodgers,
right,
it is just going to fuel
the
conspiracies.
You're damn right it is.
It's just going to be really interesting.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, if he doesn't want all that, then you better come out and play just as crappy as he did last week. Because that's what's going to happen. You're right.
Yep.
Well, if that happens, then people are going to say he's on the other side of his career. And
whatever.
He's in the downturn.
Whatever. And then you could fix it in the offseason, get a new coach, and you got revitalized in the offseason. You flip a switch from one game to the next, like what Ryan Wood just talked about. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And national media, they're going to have a bigger field day than the local media.
Yeah, but again, now let me ask you. Now, Aaron Rodgers talked today. He talked Monday. Now, was he supposed to talk today anyway, or was that something special, or what's going on?
Monday was special. It's his normal routine to talk today, but you are correct, Leroy, that, letter of the law in NFL media policy, no team, including the Packers, go letter of the law. Let's get that straight. But letter of the law is that you're afforded two players in the locker room that can be once a week guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Packers and every team, they have a lot more than two that just do once a week. But Aaron Rodgers is one of the once a week guys. So yes, to talk Monday, which by the way was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do.
Yes, it was
from talk Monday. But he didn't necessarily technically have to talk today since he already met that requirement Monday. I mean, it's part of his routine, but. Yeah, it's a little bit of a double dose for him.
Yeah. Do you think, Ryan, we're just guessing, do you think he feels the weight of what's happened? Or you think do you think he's like listening to all these shows and watching all these headlines, a lot of people blaming him? Or you think he's got it all blocked out, he's relieved, now he can go in and do what he wants and just take advantage of Joe Philbin and just do change plays and just go run wild?
He was asked today specifically about Terry Bradshaw apparently saying that he got Mike McCarthy fired, which I will be honest, I didn't hear that myself. I guess that happened. I can't keep up with all the national shows.
I heard him. He was pretty hard on him. He was hard on Rodgers.
It's not the first time because, like, what, in 2016, I think it was Terry Bradshaw that said he'd rather have Mike McCarthy than Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
There's history there. But He became agitated, Aaron Rodgers did, today when he again had to defend his relationship with Mike McCarthy. He's called it a close friendship. He said it was a close-knit bond. And he even went as far as to say that Mike McCarthy has held him accountable, which Winston Moss suggested that hasn't happened. He said that Mike McCarthy did hold him accountable. So I don't know. He had his say today. I think, you know, it's been interesting how much he's defended his relationship with Mike McCarthy, and in doing so, even defended Mike McCarthy himself, something that we never saw this entire past calendar year. I mean, when's the last time he defended publicly Mike McCarthy? It hasn't happened. He's challenged him publicly, Alex Van Pelt at the Super Bowl, this training camp, saying that someone needs to hold the young receivers accountable, week four after Buffalo.
No, he said if nobody's going to hold him accountable, I guess I'll have to.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's, no need to be a rocket scientist to figure out what he's talking about there. But we've seen that happen over and over again. We haven't seen what has happened this week, which is Aaron Rodgers defending Mike McCarthy.
That's because his character is under attack from everybody for the first time.
No one wants to be considered a coach killer. And that's just the reality for anybody. You
that's
don't
right.
Have that stigma attached to you, and you're seeing Aaron Rodgers very diligently defending his relationship and the coach himself.
He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Read all of his fine stuff there. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Ryan. Thank you very much. We'll talk on Friday.
All right, take care.
There Thanks he is, buddy. Ryan Wood of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple, convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane up next. The top topics of the day that we discussed earlier on the big show, and your chance to hop aboard if you missed that opportunity earlier today.